cities they did not build. And God shows in the Old Testament what he's going to do in the New Testament. And in his New Testament church, he does the same thing, only this time it didn't require lifting a sword. Not a drop of blood was shed other than the blood of his own son and what Tertullian calls the seed of the church, which was the blood of the martyrs. And without lifting a sword, the church inherited the single greatest empire the entire world had ever seen, the Roman Empire, as the rich, wealthy nobles fled to the country of rural bumpkin areas, the pagans, if you will, which is why it's called paganism, because those are the people that still kept the old faith, as Christianity became this uniquely urban phenomenon. But all of that happened because Jesus promised to give his spirit to his church, and that spirit would maintain the church. I'm 40 minutes in, 50.